None. How many has your boss got? None. Then shut up about patriotism and national security, okay? You're not qualified. Why on earth do you need to know about Little Wing? We had a friend who worked for New Age. We're trying to complete his obituary.
He's dead?
Probably.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
But again, I would appeal to you not to press this.
No deal. Diana Bond paused a long moment, then she nodded.
I'll trade. I'll give you outline details, and in return, you swear on those 60 years in uniform that they'll go no further.
Deal.
And after I talk to you this one time, I never hear from you again.
Deal. Another long pause, like Bond was wrestling with her conscience.
Little Wing is a new type of torpedo for the Navy's Pacific Submarine Fleet. It's fairly conventional apart from an enhanced control capability because of new electronics. Reacher smiled.
Good try, but we don't believe you.
Why not?
We were never going to believe your first answer. Obviously, you were going to try to blow us off. Plus, most of those 60 years we mentioned were spent listening to liars, so we know one when we see one. Plus, some of those 60 years were spent reading all kinds of Pentagon bullshit, so we know how they use words. A new torpedo would more likely be called Little Fish. Plus, New Age was a clean-sheet startup with a free choice of where to build, and if they were working for the Navy, they'd have chosen San Diego or Connecticut or Newport News, Virginia. But they didn't. They chose East L.A. instead. And the closest places to East L.A. are Air Force places, including Edwards, where you just came from. And the name is Little Wing, so it's an airborne device.
Diana Bond shrugged. I had to try.
Reacher said, try again. Another pause.
It's an infantry weapon. Army, not Air Force. New Age is in East L.A. to be near Fort Irwin, not Edwards. But you're right. It's airborne.
Specifically?
It's a man-portable shoulder-launched surface-to-air missile. The next generation.
What does it do?
Diana Bond shook her head. I can't tell you that.
You'll have to, or your boss goes down.
That's not fair.
Compared to what?
All I'll say is that it's a revolutionary advance.
We've heard that kind of thing before. It means it'll be out of date a year from now, rather than the usual 6 months.
We think 2 years, actually.
What does it do?
You're not going to call the newspapers. You'd be selling out your country.
Try us.
Are you serious?
As lung cancer.
I don't believe this.
Suck it up, or your boss needs a new job tomorrow. As far as that goes, we'd be doing our country a favor.
You don't like him.
Does anyone?
The newspapers wouldn't publish.
Dream on. Bond was quiet for a minute more.
Promise it will go no further?
I already have.
It's complicated.
Like rocket science?
You know the Stinger?
Bond asked.
The current generation?
Reacher nodded. I've seen them in action. We all have.
What do they do?
They chase the heat signature of jet exhaust.
But from below, Bond said, which is a key weakness. They have to climb and maneuver at the same time, which makes them relatively slow and relatively cumbersome. They show up on downward-looking radar. It's possible for a pilot to outmaneuver them, and they're vulnerable to countermeasures like decoy flares.
But?
Little Wing is revolutionary. Like most great ideas, it starts with a very simple premise. It completely ignores its target on the way up. It does all its work on the way down.
I see.
Bond nodded. Going up? It's just a dumb rocket. Very, very fast. It reaches about 80,000 feet, and then it slows and stops and topples, starts to fall back down again. Then the electronics switch on, and it starts hunting its target. It has boosters to maneuver with and control surfaces, and because gravity is doing most of the work, the maneuvering can be incredibly precise.
It falls on its prey from above, Reacher said. Like a hawk.
Bond nodded again. At unbelievable speed. Way supersonic. It can't miss, and it can't be stopped. Airborne missile defense radar always looks downward. Decoy flares always launch downward. The way things have been until now, planes are very vulnerable from above. They could afford to be, because very little came at them from above. But it's different now. That's why this is so sensitive. We've got about a 2-year window in which our surface-to-air capability will be completely unbeatable. For about 2 years, anyone using Little Wing will be able to shoot down anything that flies. Maybe longer. It depends how fast people are with new countermeasures.
Reacher said, "The speed will make countermeasures difficult."
Almost impossible, Bond said. Human reaction times will be too slow. So defenses will have to be automated, which means we'll have to trust computers to tell the difference between a bird 100 yards up and Little Wing 1 mile up and a satellite 50 miles up. Potentially, it will be chaos. Civilian airlines will want protection, obviously, because of terrorism worries. But the skies above civilian airports are thick with stacked planes. False deployment would be the norm, not the exception. So they'd have to turn off their protection for takeoff and landing, which makes them totally vulnerable just when they can't afford to be.
A can of worms, Dixon said. But a theoretical can of worms, O'Donnell said. We understand Little Wing isn't working very well.
This can go no further, Bond said.
We already agreed.
Because these are commercial secrets now.
Much more important than defense secrets.
The prototypes were fine, Bond said. The beta testing was excellent, but they ran into problems with production.
Rockets, or electronics, or both?
Electronics, Bond said. The rocket technology is more than 40 years old. They can do the rocket production in their sleep. That happens up in Denver, Colorado. It's the electronics packs that are giving them the problems, down here in L.A. They haven't even started mass production yet. They're still doing bench assembly. Now even that is screwed up.
Reacher nodded and said nothing. He stared out the window for a moment, and then took a stack of napkins out of the dispenser and fanned them out, and then butted them back together into a neat pile. Weighted them down with the sugar container. The restaurant had pretty much emptied out. There were 2 guys alone in separate booths at the far end of the room. Landscape workers, tired and hunched. Apart from them, no business. Outside on the street, the afternoon light was fading. The red and yellow neon from the restaurant's huge sign was becoming comparatively brighter and brighter. Some passing cars on the boulevard already had their headlights on.
So, Little Wing is the same old, really, O'Donnell said in the silence. A Pentagon pipe dream that does nothing but burn dollars.
Diana Bond said,
It wasn't supposed to be like that.
It never is.
It's not a total failure. Some of the units work.
They said the same thing about the M16 rifle, which was a real comfort when you were out on patrol with one.
But the M16 was perfected eventually. Little Wing will be too, and it will be worth waiting for. You know which is the world's best protected airplane?
Dixon said,
Air Force One, probably. Politicians' asses always come first. Bond said, Little Wing could take it out without breaking a sweat.
Bring it on, O'Donnell said. Easier than voting.
You should read the Patriot Act. You could be arrested for even thinking that.
Jails aren't big enough, O'Donnell said.
Their waitress came back and hovered. Clearly, she was hoping for something more lucrative from such a big table than five bottomless cups of coffee. Dixon and Nagley took the hint and ordered ice cream sundaes. Diana Bond passed. O'Donnell ordered a hamburger. The waitress stood and looked pointedly at Reacher. He wasn't seeing her. He was still playing with his pile of napkins, weighting it down with the sugar canister, lifting the sugar off, putting it back.
Sir,
the waitress said. Reacher looked up.
Apple pie, with ice cream, and more coffee.
The waitress went away, and Reacher went back to his pile of napkins. Diana Bond retrieved her purse from the floor and made a big show of dusting it off.
I should get back.
Okay, Reacher said. Thank you very much for coming.
Chapter 55.
Diana Bond left for the long drive back to Edwards, and Reacher neatened his stack of napkins and placed the sugar container back on top of it, exactly centered. The desserts arrived, and more coffee was poured, and O'Donnell's burger was served. Reacher got halfway through his pie, and then he stopped eating. He sat in silence for a moment, staring out the window again. Then he moved suddenly and pointed at the sugar container and looked straight at Nagley and asked, "You know what that is?"
"Sugar?"
"No. It's a paperweight."
"So?"
"Who carries a gun with the chamber empty?"
"Someone trained that way?"
"Like a cop. Or an ex-cop, ex-LAPD, maybe?"
"So?"
"The Dragon Lady at New Age lied to us. People take notes. They doodle. They work better with pencil and paper. There are no completely paperless environments."
O'Donnell said,
"Things might have changed since you last held a job. The first time we talked, she told us that Swan used his piece of the Berlin Wall as a paperweight. It's kind of hard to use a paperweight in a completely paperless environment, isn't it?"
O'Donnell said, "It could have been a figure of speech. Paperweight, souvenir, desk ornament, is there a difference?"
"First time we were there, we had to wait to get in the lot, remember?"
Nagley nodded.
"There was a truck coming out the gate."
"What kind of a truck?"
"A photocopier truck. Repair or delivery."
"Kind of hard to use a photocopier in a completely paperless environment, right?"
Nagley said nothing.
"If she lied about that, she could have lied about a whole bunch of stuff."
Nobody spoke.
"New Age's director of security is ex-LAPD. I bet most of his foot soldiers are, too. Safety's on, chambers empty. Basic training."
Nobody spoke.
"Call Diana Bond again. Get her back here. Right now."
"She only just left,"
Nagley said.
"Then she hasn't got far. She can turn around. I'm sure her car has a steering wheel."
"She won't want to."
"She'll have to. Tell her if she doesn't, there'll be a whole lot more than her boss's name in the newspaper."
It took a little more than 35 minutes for Diana Bond to get back. Slow traffic, inconvenient highway exits. They saw her car pull into the lot. A minute later, she was back at the table, standing beside it, not sitting at it. Angry.
"We had a deal. I talked to you one time, you leave me alone.
6 more questions," Reacher said, "then we leave you alone."
"Go to hell."
"This is important."
"Not to me."
"You came back. You could have kept on driving. You could have called the DIA, but you didn't. So quit pretending you're going to answer."
Silence in the room. No sound except tires on the boulevard and a distant hum from the kitchen. A dishwasher, maybe.
6 questions,
Bond said.
"Okay, but I'll be counting carefully."
"Sit down," Reacher said. "Order dessert."
"I don't want
dessert. Not here.
But she sat down in the same chair she had used before.